His number if we need to call him?
I do not.
Sue, you have John's number in case we have to call?
It's 757.
There is somebody.
All right. John, this is Brian at the PSC. Is that you chiming in?
Yes, it is. I must have mistyped the last one, so I apologize.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're just a minute or so away from starting the meeting, then we'll get right to it. So, okay, Esther, okay. If you can let me know when we're live and recording. All right, let's get going then. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kulk. It's approximately 5 minutes after 2 today, November 22nd, 2013. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today for a special commission meeting. Basically, we have four agenda items. Let me kind of walk through what I think is going to happen today. Once I have my comments and my colleagues' comments, I'm anticipating going into executive session for item BK1, which I'm just going to make the motion to go into executive session. And then after the executive session is done, we may or may not have a motion dealing with Anderson Seed Grain Warehouse insolvency. So we'll deal with that at that time. But regardless of how that comes out, we will have items BK2 dealing with Quest Corporation's notice of opportunity for hearing. And Commissioner Vidorchak has two motions dealing with things in her portfolio. So I don't have any particular opening comments other than I would ask my colleagues if they would prefer that we do items BK2 through JF2 first and then go into executive session, or if do that at the end. I don't have a preference. So I'd see if you have any opening comments or any preference on how to do the meeting.
I have no preference as far as timing, Mr. Chairman, unless our licensing people or lawyer need a few more minutes to do something. But otherwise, if they're ready to proceed, I guess this is the Anderson case. This is the one that will probably take the most time, so we may want to move along with it.
Okay. Commissioner Vidorchak?
I was thinking just the opposite.
That way staff members not involved.
The shorter ones out of the way and then leaving as much time as we need so staff can move on.
Okay. All right, let's go with that, if that's all right with General Counsel, is that okay with you? All right, I know we have some members of the public that may not be involved in Anderson Seed, so what we'll do is we'll go right to item BK2. We'll change the order just a little bit. Item BK2, I move the Commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in case number PU13-789, Quest Corporation's Performance Indicator Definition, or PID, and Performance Assurance Plan, or PAP, revisions.
Second.
Basically, under the Federal Telecommunication Act of 1996, Quest Corporation, doing business as CenturyLink, is required to provide open access to its networks, facilities, and services to other providers of telecom services such as competitive local exchange carriers or CLECs, and they have measures known as performance indicator definitions, PIDs, provide specific data about the quality of the open access. And if the quality is not such, the performance assurance plans basically apply a standard that if the company is not meeting the standard, there can be a monetary payment that goes from Quest to the individual CLECs. CenturyLink is proposing to change the schedule formula for PIDs, which will affect the PAPs, if you will. And this would affect all of the interconnection agreements with CenturyLink. So this order today, basically all it does, it sets the stage that comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 24th of this year. So this is more of a procedural motion, but I do look forward to, if there's a request for hearing, we will certainly have a hearing. But if there's not, the Commission can deem this matter without a hearing. So everything appears to be in order.
And we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Thank you, Darrell. Okay, that concludes the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Vidorchak.
I move the Commission approve Vanguard Pipeline US LP's October 29th, 2013 tree and shrub reclamation plan regarding the construction and operation of approximately 79.8 miles of 10-inch natural gas liquids pipeline in Williams and Divide Counties, North Dakota, case number PU-11-109.
Second.
This was a tree and shrub plan that was submitted to the PSC for approval. Our staff wanted a little extra time prior to the last meeting to review it because there were some changes to this plan that were not typical to how our methods have been done on tree and shrubs in the past. Staff has now confirmed that this is an appropriate way to proceed and on this plan, and so we wanted to give them approval now so they can get working yet this fall.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
I move the commission rescind its November 13th, 2013 motion and issue a notice of filing and notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company's annual transmission facility cost recovery rates update, case number PU-13-755.
Second.
This is just a change in dates from the order that we approved at our last notice of hearing that we approved at our last meeting. We missed the publication date, so we need to extend the deadline for comments and requests for hearing about another week from what we issued before, and this motion does that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay, thank you, Darrell. Anything else, Commissioner?
That's it for me.
All right, Randy, do you have anything before we go into the...
No, sorry, I do not.
Okay. All right, we'll move back to item BK1. This particular agenda item concerns Anderson Seed Company, Inc., Grain Warehouse Insolvency, PSC case number GE12-78. The matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including North Dakota Century Code 4404.19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of the executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion will be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than an open meeting. And I will go ahead and make that motion.
Second.
I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in the insolvency matter concerning litigation Anderson Seed Company, Inc., Grain Warehouse Insolvency, case number GE12-78.
Second.
Thank you, Randy.
Now proceed with the roll call vote. Commissioner Kalk.
Hang on here. Need to ask for any discussion. Did you want to do that?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Get a little way. We have a motion and a second for further discussion. Sensing none, I will proceed with the roll call vote. Commissioner Kalk.
Aye.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
All right, thank you, Darrell. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or any other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. I will note that there are actually no members of the public in the room at this time. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately 2:45 today. The minutes will show the executive session began at approximately 2:15 and was attended by myself, Commissioner Chrisman, Commissioner Fedorchuk, Daryl Nitschke, the Esther Jangula, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, Tim Erdman, and is Sue planning on?
Sue is coming back shortly.
And Sue from staff will be here as well. So with that, Esther, if we could stop the